In the Gospel, Jesus returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days. Then he faces the temptations of the devil. I have one question for all of you. Have you ever been tempted? Yes or no? Yes. What is temptation? From the Latin word tentare, which means a test. Temptation is not a sin. Temptation is a test. Temptation is not to make us bad, but to make us good. Temptation is not to weaken us, but to make us strong. Temptation is not a challenge to be strong, but to be independent. In every devotion, there is always a temptation. If you notice, when we pray the Holy Rosary, we're always tempted to sleep. That's temptation. A test. There are three kinds of temptation here in the Gospel. First, the temptation of satisfaction. The devil tempted Jesus to satisfy his needs after 40 days without food. He was asked to stop doing good. His fasting and turn stones into bread. If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread. His stones into bread to make bread in the wilderness. But Jesus' response is, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Quoting Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 to 3. First, the temptation of satisfaction. Also, we are always tempted, especially during the season of Lent, especially during Fridays. So the devil tempts us to eat meat in order to satisfy our daily need. That's temptation of satisfaction. The second temptation of Jesus in the Gospel, the temptation of fame. The devil takes Jesus to the top of the temple of Jerusalem and challenging him again to prove his divinity and test God by jumping off the top. If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. The devil is tempting Jesus by telling him that God will protect him from injury or death if he is truly the Messiah. Jump from the temple to perform a messianic sign in the temple. Jesus humbles himself and denounces Satan's temptation. It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Again, we're also always tempted, the temptation of fame. We are tempted to be famous all the time. So that's the second temptation of Jesus. The third temptation of Jesus in the Gospel, the temptation of power. The devil takes him even higher to the top of the mountain to show him the earth's fullness. If you then will worship me, it will be all be yours. Kingdoms of the world, to take the kingdoms by force. Jesus revokes his final offer, calling him by name, "Stay away, Satan. For it is written, worship the Lord God and serve Him alone." Temptation of power. So three kinds of temptation in the gospel. The temptation of first, satisfaction. Second, temptation of fame. Third, temptation of power. Now the question, how to fight temptation? In my own reflection, three important points. First, to fight temptation, we need fasting and abstinence, like Jesus in the gospel. Our saving sacrifice will help us resist the temptation of not living by bread alone, but by living the Word of God in our hearts. Second, in order to fight temptation, we need holiness. Holiness means it is a life of discipline, focus, and attention to matters of righteous living. Lent is a call to holiness. And the last one, in order to fight temptation, we need to pray. Prayer is the best armor to fight the temptation. We need to pray when we are tempted by the devil. Remember, devils are fallen angels. They use tricks to tempt us. Everybody tempted, but not everybody succumbs to temptation. The temptation of the devil depends on our own capacity. For ordinary people, the devil will not tempt us to turn the stone into bread. Jesus resists these temptations by relying on God's word. This temptation was a test of Jesus' faith. By denying these three temptations, Jesus denies this earthly life. So three things to fight temptation: fasting and abstinence, holiness, and of course, prayer.